with Paul Geard, the owner or co-owner of GG's Black Flash and JB's GG that'll go around in the Amy Hobart Cup on Sunday. Paul, first of all, GG's Black Flash, Barrier 6 is okay.
Yeah, we're happy with that. Seeing it's only a small field, I think we'll be happy with that. And Peter being a good jockey, I think he'll be able to position him really well out of 6. So, that'll be fine.
All right, now the horse has been going extremely well. As we all know, he's undefeated this preparation. His win here last start by 7 lengths untouched was impressive to say the least.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, it actually blew me away when he came around the corner and he just took off and he won by 6-7 lengths, easing down really. And Peter said, I just touched him with my knees and I didn't need to do any more. He didn't have to touch him with the whip. And he just said, well, I could have won by more if I wanted to. And so he is. He's at the top of his game.
Well, he carried 60 kilos that day. He'll carry 58.5 on Sunday. The weight's not a concern for you?
No, we expected we'd get 58 or 59. So, yeah, it's around that what we expected. No, he's rated, I think, about 104 now. So that's what goes with the rating. So, yeah, we're happy with that.
All right, now, the second stringer, JB's GG. Now, he's been plodding along nicely, and Stuart Gandy, of course, prepares him. And he's not without a chance, and Robert Thompson, he jumps the ball.
Yeah, look, was disappointed in his last run on Sunday, but previous to that, he'd been going well, and he pulled up really well, and I was at the stables yesterday, and look, he's there in the stable jumping around as if he hadn't had a run. So, well, look, I think he'll be up there with him. He'll keep them honest, I think, as well as the other one. So, yeah.
All right, well, only a small field of 10, and there has been conjecture and suggestion that maybe the fact that GG's Black Flash has kept a few of them from accepting. Would you take that?
Well, look, I don't really want to accept it like that, but look, I guess that's been the case, and I've been told that they've been looking at replays on the mainland and seen that last one, and talking to my jockey, Peter Mertens, and he said there's a few people have been in touch with you and asked me just how good your horse is, so. And I think he knew what answer to give them.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a big race. I know that there, you know, there's always a lot riding on a race when you've got, you know, it's a Group 3 and it's a, you know, it's the feature race, the biggest race of the year, certainly down here. Is there that much more pressure on you and Elizabeth, knowing that you're likely to have the favourite in the Cup?
I guess it is, and I guess, you know, wherever we go, the last 2 weeks, everyone's saying, oh, you've got the Cup, you've got the Cup. We haven't got the Cup as yet. We've got to win the Cup, and a lot can go wrong in Cups, and we are not over the line until Sunday afternoon when we see what happens. And yeah, I've been, you know, just saying, let's keep a lid on it, because you know, you can be so disappointed, and you know, if we get beat, we get beat, and it's no good sort of saying too much and making a song and dance. We just want to keep a lid on at this stage.
All right, mate. Well, look, all the best. I know that most of Tasmania will be hoping that GG Black Flash can do what he did in the Tasmanian Derby. If he does, we already know he's something special, but this could be just the icing on the cake, or maybe it won't be finished. There's a Launceston Cup to go.
Well, we will be going to Launceston, yeah. And I guess it's pleasing on Sunday, we're going to have his half-sister running in the Strat Stakes, which, it'll be unique to have a brother and sister running in two of the main races on Sunday.
All the best on Sunday.
Thanks, Peter.